Black students in the American educational system. According to Surajit Khanna, the African American community has faced a lot of pain and setback due to racism. A lot of theories and constitutional laws have proven how deep racist character is rooted in the lives of many. Black adults still believe the country still has a great deal of work to do to give black equal rights with the whites. Starting from a very young age, black students experience racism and discrimination everywhere they go, even in schools and colleges. Sadly, this has been their painful reality for many years. Research has shown that many black American college students struggle with depression and anxiety due to racial discrimination than other ethnic groups or races. The point is, black students are exposed to this unhealthy lifestyle from their preschool to college. Do you ever wonder why many black Americans did not attend college or there has a high case of dropouts? Racial discrimination, injustice, fear of uncertainties, and acceptance have always been the struggle. Ultimately, this has hindered the progress of millions of people around the world. Dr. Surajit Khanna, an advocate for children's safety and a champion for the voice of the kids. Black Americans with a college degree experienced more racial discrimination compared with the ones with no college degree. Additionally, research showed that there is a huge difference between blacks in colleges and those that are not in college. For example, every year, 60% of black American college students report cases of people suspicious of them without any genuine reason. While 32% of those that are not in college do not experience the same. Also, 50% of African Americans with college experience says many individuals as treated them as if they are not smart, compared to 30% that has no college experience. Here, Dr. Surajit Khanna takes us through the experience of black students in their educational system. Read on. Early school life of black students. Most black students are very intellectually curious, smart, and love sport at a very young age. However, when they start experiencing discrimination in school, it makes them feel disconnected and lower their self-esteem, says Surajit Khanna. Surveys indicate that, while black students receive severe punishments and sometimes suspension for their misbehavior, a white student that commits the same offense receives a different punishment. Here is a situation where black student misbehavior is stigmatized as a criminal offense. Black boys get suspended almost 4 times than the white boys and the girls 3 times than the white girls. This shows the racialized reality of the black community at a tender age. School experience data shows 20% of African American kids make up preschool enrollment. They account for 50% of student that receives a suspension, 30% of them are arrested, and 25% of them are sent to law enforcement. Where only 20% of the black students enrolled, isn't this a food for thought, right? This bias, harsh discipline, and lowered teacher expectations diminish the motivation and enthusiasm of a black students for school. They already feel unwanted and unaccepted when they get to high school. They focus more on popularity and other abilities rather than their intelligence. An incident referred to as academic disqualification, and this is not evident in white students. Dr. Surajit Khanna says, college experience. It is no more a surprise that black students are not well represented in colleges. A situation in which black students are been arrested because of reports of loud noise while partying. The white counterpart, however, gets away with parties filled with drugs and misconduct. Also, white fraternities are the one who often carries out racial incidents and always get away with their harmful, immoral, and illegal actions to rub salt in the wound. White college students complain that affirmative action does not favor but rather support the black community. Therefore, it is not surprising that many blacks in a college environment where racial microaggression and racial discrimination are their reality experience a lot of psychological trauma. With corporate America taking stances against racial injustice, let's hope for a better America free of racism.